right?
No, she's not.
Oh, yeah.
She's joining.
Oh, there she is. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, we're ready, huh? All right. Well, welcome everybody to the Boulder Town Council for January 6th, 2022. Happy New Year, everyone. It's going to be a better year.
Yep, turn it on. Do what? Turn your speaker.
Is it on? I still can. This? Yeah, mm-hmm. Turn it up. Oh, there we go. All right. Thank you. I was giving Judy a bad time about it before. So, that better? Mm-hmm. So, before we even start with the pledge, I think most of you know that Larry Davis passed away last night. And so we're doing things a little bit differently tonight. Peg is going to administer, swear in the mayor and the council members. And he's surely going to be missed. My heart, I got to talk to her for a few minutes today. And it was definitely a surprise, even though he did have medical issues. But we made sure that we let her know that she had to do whatever she had to do, she could do. We didn't want her to have to worry about the meeting at all. So bless Peg's heart, she jumped in there as usual. And we've kind of wiggle-waggled around everything, but we've made it. So I think we're going to be fine. So let's do the Pledge of Allegiance first, if everybody will stand and face the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, so the first thing, with Judy not being here, there are a couple things we won't be dealing with. The minutes is one thing we'll take care of next month. Peg will do the swearing in, and that is the first thing on our list for me, the mayor, Gladys, and Steve. So Peg, I'm leaving it in your hands.
Okay, so the three of you, Gladys and Judy and Steve, could you stand up and raise your right hand?
Do you also want to do Elizabeth? She's on.
She doesn't.
No, oh, you're green. Okay.
These are the newly elected officers. So even though Gladys has been in before, she was newly elected. Okay. And also, whoever is appointed to take Judy's place will have to do this for that person as well. But I think you need to do this first. So I'm looking at something else right now. I'm assuming you're all standing up with your hands raised. Would you please repeat after me? I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of this state.
And the Constitution of this state.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
That I will discharge the office of the duties of my office with fidelity.
Okay.
Amen.
That was all. I believe Judy has some papers that you'll need to sign right on the desk there.
Oh, these here, yes. Yeah.
So if you'll just sign those and leave those on her desk, that's good. And then Judy, after you elect the or appoint the incoming town council person, can we take care of that oath of office right away as well?
Yeah, I believe so. I was talking to Steve and he said that. Okay, so to fill my position, we've had four applicants. My position has 2 years left, so it will finish in 2023. The applicants are Tina Carlson, Jimmy Catmull, Shelley Price Gibson, and John Varant. And so Jimmy and Shelley are both here, And Tina and John are with us via Zoom. So what we'll do is one at a time, we'll have them give their name, talk about themselves a little bit, and give any qualifications that they might have. So what we'll do is first we'll have Tina Carlson. We're going in alphabetical order. So Tina, if you'll state your name and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, good. So my name is Tina Carlson, and I've chosen to step up to this position for many reasons. A few are that I've been part of this community for quite some time. It's my home, too, and I believe very strongly that it's a good place, and there's lots of good things to come out of the people in the community. And I also feel very strongly that consensus is the best way to find our path forward, whether it's safety, planning is a big thing right now, just the community needs. I've been involved in lots of community efforts. I think the school as being my first. I also had a position on the Planning Commission I saw Jack Pollock in the audience, where we worked on, with Gladys actually too, on doing our night sky, trying to protect our night skies. And I think that was one of our first big positive community efforts. Then I got on the town council in the same situation now, actually, and then served another term. And there's been a lot of change in the town, and I know that the council hasn't been put in a position making decisions for the community. And I think with listening and the work on consensus, that we will, with all the great ideas in the community, we can really move the community in the direction that we all want to continue living in. So I guess that's my spiel. For now. Any questions?
What we'll do is what we'll, if I remember correctly, do we interview everybody, and then at the end, then we, if we have questions, then we'll ask them. Is that correct?
Okay, great.
So, Jimmy, if you want to come up and, do we have a microphone? Yeah. Is it up there? Okay.
My name is Jim Campbell. We've lived here since 1979. The reason I'm trying to apply for this position and for the position, workplace, I'd like to see a lot of different stuff for our town. I'd like to see it be a little bit easier on the people that actually live here already, instead of being so confined to what we're afraid of is going to happen. So I think we need to kind of focus on already actually are here, living here now, and actually what we have going on now, instead of kind of, because if we don't practice on that, and we don't actually look towards that, we're not going to have a future Boulder. I've lived here long enough. We've seen enough people. They come in, they want to do all these changes. They want to make a ton of different ordinances. And the second they want to make them, a year later, they turn around, move, and leave. I want to see what's good for Boulder. And I want to see what we need to actually do for Boulder. So that's the whole entire reason I'm running for this position.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Shelley?
My name is, it working? That looks good. Maybe not. Oh, there, that looks good. My name is Shelley Christ Gibson. I am married to Tony Mendenhall. I haven't changed my name legally yet, but it will.
I was born and raised here in Utah, originally in Holiday, Utah, and I've been in Boulder since 2019. Tony has owned up here what I understand from finances and so on. He bought the cabin in 1996 or 98. I'm not sure which year, but one of those. And we are full-time residents up here. We voted up here. Our taxes are up here. And we love it up here. And that's the first thing I wanted to say. I love Boulder. I raised two successful kids. I'm very proud of that. After pretty much they were raised, I started a career, and my main career was with the Department of Corrections, where I excelled, and I came out as a trainer for the Fred House Academy. I earned many awards, but two of them with Medal of Merits through the governor, and it was Mike Leavitt and Olene Walker were. I've got these medals. And I was an instructor where I instructed two different classes for the department. I had over 700 hours in training. After I left the department, they asked me to come back another year why somebody was having health problems. And I went back to the old job. And I thought that was an honor that they would ask me to do that. I moved to Vernal, Utah, where I married an officer out there. He was a lieutenant with the sheriff's office. And I went to NRCS, Natural Resource Conservation, where I was a contract writer for wheel lines. And I did that, and I was with the Soil Conservation District I was an administrator for them, small area like Boulder. So you do several jobs. And I also worked for the assessor's office. When my husband died in 2014 from melanoma, before then, he retired from the SL up in Vernal, and we became private investigators, which I owned my own agency, and I have learned I let it go after he died. I think that kind of explains. I can pass federal, state, and county background checks. I did lots of things for the department, did fingerprinting, so DCI did background checks and so on. I worked with POST directly because of my position. I was the pre-service trainer, and anybody that had to get CO certification went through me throughout the whole state. So every county, I worked with every county officer back when I was active with the department, and I loved it. I love my country, I love my husband, I love my family, and I love my friends. And we've had many friends that come up here, and the community is priceless in my opinion. I've lived in cities, and I love Boulder. Thank you for your time.
You can just put it right there.
Should I turn this off?
Probably so.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, John Varanth, you're up.
Okay, hello. My name is John Varanth. I did run for this last election cycle, was not elected. And I do want to, part of the reason I put my name in is just to show that I am definitely interested in, at some point, serving the town on the town council. I live here in Boulder now. I've owned my property here since the 1990s. My wife and I have been here pretty much full time for the last few years. Vote here. That's where our driver's license shows. A couple things I'd say. I'm new on the Planning Commission. And what I'm hearing here tonight, you've got some very, very good candidates to choose from. And I am willing to serve the town wherever I'm most needed. I would like to add that I do agree with Jim Catmull that we have a lot of overly restrictive ordinances here in Boulder that really get in the way. And I feel it's really important to listen to people, respect people's opinions, and also try to make the town much friendlier to young families who are working age, who have children, so that this town really stays a diverse and healthy, lively, civic-minded community that it currently is. I think that's really about all I have to say. If I'm appointed to the town council, I certainly will make sure any departmental responsibilities assigned to me are well handled. If I stay on the planning commission, I'll work hard there. So thank you very much. Name is John Varanth.
Thank you, everybody. Peg, we're going to go into a private meeting just to discuss character and qualifications. I will be recusing myself because Jimmy is my nephew, so I won't be able to vote, but I can be in and into the meeting. How are we going to do that? Where it seemed to me like last time we did this, they did it at the end. So how does it work with two of us here and one of us on Zoom on going into a private meeting? How do we do that?
Elizabeth can call in.
Oh, probably into the office, huh? Yeah.
You can do it that way. You can also create a separate, remember the last time we did it, we were able to create a private Zoom meeting so then right. We could still see each other.
Hey, Elizabeth.
Yes.
Can I temporarily make you co-host so you can do that? Because I've not set up the private meeting in that way before.
I can try, but I also have never done it. I know Michela did it last time, but I can try. And if not, I can call in.
Okay. Well, I know to go to break. Yeah, go ahead. Is that you, April? I'm not sure who just said that, but I can go into breakout rooms. I'm not positive of...
So yeah, well, all we used was a breakout room and it was just the town council members. And so it could stay with April giving them whatever device that she has so I can see them. And if it's easier, I could just call in or give them my telephone number and they can call me.
So what I'm doing right now is creating two breakout rooms and I will assign the town council. All I can do is assign you, Elizabeth, and how do I do that? Usually if there's in-person people, if we're gonna stay on Zoom, we almost need for the audience to leave the room is kind of what it boils down to.
Is it easier for us to
have her call? Why don't we do that?
Call in and they can go into the office.
Okay. We'll just go to the Judy's office and then call in Elizabeth.
What's the telephone number to the office?
335-7300.
Okay. I'll give you a couple of minutes to get in there.
Okay.
In the meantime, we will just entertain ourselves in the Zoom call here.
Yeah, make sure Elizabeth
used her mic. I will.
Thank you.
So we talked. Oh, good. And so, hang on just a minute. I did forget to do that. Okay. So now we have to vote. And so, Elizabeth, I'll start with you since you're on Zoom. How do you vote?
Jim Capnell.
Steve?
Jim Capnell.
Gladys?
Jim Capnell.
Okay, it's unanimous. Jim Capnell is our new council member. And so now, Peg, would you like to swear him in?
Okay, Jim, could you, I can't see you. Oh, there you are walking up, okay. And I guess you're gonna take your place behind the table, right? Yes. Okay, so if you would stay standing, raise your right hand and repeat after me. I do solemnly swear.
Solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of this state.
Constitution of this state.
That I will discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties.
Of my office with fidelity.
Of my office with fidelity.
Okay. All right. Congratulations, new member.
Thank you.
Now we can harass each other.
I like how the two of you match this evening as well.
Ah!
It was a color change.
Okay, so now we have to, next on the agenda, we have to fill the Planning Commission spot. We advertised for the planning members and we got two applicants, Colleen Thompson and Tina Carlson. Tina said that if she didn't get to the town council that she would like to serve on the planning commission. So we actually, Colleen is filling her spot that she had. This, she's running again another 5 years and, but not as the chair. So the planning commission will vote in another chair. So really with just the two of them, we filled both spots. So we'll just appoint both Colleen and Tina Carlson to the planning commission tonight. And
Judy, I told Judy that that's what I wanted too.
You told her that too? Oh, I did not know that. Okay, I didn't see that. She had your name on the back. So we have three people, then Colleen and Tina Carlson, then, and Shelley that have put in then for the Planning Commission. Now we also have an alternate position that we have advertised for and nobody's applied for the alternate. So then the process is basically the same. I mean, everybody, the two have automatic, we know their background and Shelley just come up and spoke. So what is the process for three on the planning commission then, Peg?
Well, if one of the applicants would want to apply for the alternate position, that would certainly help fill everything we need filled. Is that what your question is? Does that
position, you sit into the meetings, but you don't get to vote.
Yeah, the alternate, and this is just also for a limited time. I don't have that piece of paper in front of me directly, but the alternate is filling in for Marion Johnson. So that, I believe, is for the next 2 years. Is that right? Do you have that, Judy? But anyway, it's not for the full 5 years. The position that Colleen is putting into is her own position, and she's filing, she's applying for a re-up for the complete 5-year term. And then the position, remaining position, is Haley Apperson's that she resigned from, and that is through 2022, 23, and expires at the end of 24.
Yeah, and Mary, Marion Johnson's was term ends in 23, December of 2023.
Okay. So yes, the alternate goes to all the meetings, basically occupies a seat at the table and can participate in the discussions, but doesn't vote unless there's an absence on the Planning Commission that evening. And then they are a regular active voting member as well, if there's an absence.
So we just heard from Tina, and we just, you know, we've heard from two, so I guess we should hear from Colleen to have it equal, and then we go into closed session and we discuss it. And then, because we, as town council, we just advise Judy, you as the mayor, and then you come back out and appoint it. And so all of our discussion needs to happen in a closed session. But just for on the record, since we just heard from the two, why don't we just hear from Colleen and why she's interested? And then I have one clarifying question I can ask in the public, but people that put their names in, did they specifically say which of the three positions, or that they just wanted to be on it and it's up to the discretion of the town council? Because the last time I was in this process, we as town council decided who filled both the full position, the remaining position that's Haley taking, it's is leaving, and Marion's position that is remaining, and that we get to decide each of those three, not the other way around, but I could be wrong. That's how we did it the last two times we've appointed people.
The application that I saw, and I didn't see, let's see, I saw John's.
Colleen is asking for reappointment to her full 5-year position.
Time position. And so that leaves Haley's 2-year position available.
And the alternative. There's three possible positions, and we as the town council can make a recommendation for each of those three based on the three applicants, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
So when you come back in, Judy will appoint based on, she will appoint, you guys advise and have and consent, but you also, you'll need a motion, you'll need to vote.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And Shelley, can I ask, would you be willing to take the alternate position if that one came up?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would be thrilled, but I...
Okay.
Judy, can I...
Go ahead.
Can you tell us who is on and how long they're on for?
Because, yes.
Because will we have another vacancy in a year?
The next vacancy is Matt Cochran, December 2022. And John Baranth in 23, Marion Johnson was 23, Haley 24, and Elena 2025. I can make you a copy of this if you want.
That's okay.
I can go and make you a copy after real quick.
That's okay.
That's okay. All right. So then let's move into our executive session again.
We need a roll call vote to move into executive session, which we didn't do previously.
Keep me on my toes.
And then before we go into that, is it possible that somebody has a cell phone or some speaker phone that I can call into? Because having only me be able to hear one person and them only being able to hear me didn't work so great.
There's a conference phone in Judy's office.
Yeah. Okay, do you think you could go in and help them set it up and then leave? You're not there. Sorry. April, somebody?
I'm not there. The conference phone is, April, it's sitting on top of the cabinet. And as far as I know, it's plugged in and ready to go. So So okay. You should just be able to hit that button and use that instead of that fax phone.
Thank you.
Okay, I make a motion to go into the executive meeting. Do we have a second? Okay. All in favor?
Then you do roll call vote.
Oh, this one's the roll call. Okay, yeah. Steve?
Yes.
Gladys, yes.
Jim, yes.
Judy, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
Okay. Do you want me to take my... Okay, so I make a motion to move out of the executive session back into the public session, and we have talked it over, and I believe that we came up with a good decision. So
we need to do a roll call vote.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. Roll call, Steve. We're coming back into the public meeting out of the executive meeting.
Right.
Yes, Gladys is here.
Jim, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
Okay. So what we've decided is that Colleen will take her position of 4 or 5 years, and then Tina Carlson will take Haley's position of 2 years. And then Shelley will fill in as the alternate. And you will get to vote when people are absent. Okay. So, yeah, but it's a
Marion about the position.
Yeah, it's a good place to be, you know, to learn and you will have the opportunity to vote. So
now we have to vote on what you just appointed.
Peg's raising her hand.
Oh, okay. Peg?
I just want to correct the one thing that Tina's position is taking Haley's place, that is really 3 years. It's the rest of this year, next year, and ends in 24.
Oh, I apologize. I was thinking it was 23, and that was John Brandt. My error. Okay.
Okay.
I should need that copy line in there, but I'll get it for you guys. Okay. Okay. So next.
I could be wrong, but I think we need to vote on what you just appointed.
You need to have motion and...
Oh, okay.
So
motion.
We need a motion to... I'll make a motion to accept what Judy said with as the three appointees. Let's see. We had... let's see. What was the order? Colleen, 5 years. Tina as 3 years. And the alternate as... Let's see. That was a 2 year.
Yeah. Yes.
The alternate was two years for Marion. Yeah. Okay. Now
I'll second it.
Okay. And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Elizabeth, aye.
Judy, aye. Okay. Thank you, Elizabeth. Glad we got you.
I think, Colleen, did you have a question?
I don't have a question. I just want to thank the town council for their support.
Well, we're glad to have a great planning commission, I'll tell you.
Well, and I look forward to supporting the town council and the new mayor.
Thank you. All right. The next item on the agenda is a department assignments. And so I'm of a really believe if it's not broke, don't fix it. And Steve did a really good job of assigning. So Gladys, I'm going to let you keep what you had.
Okay, which is the town.
And the cemetery, and the buildings.
Okay.
Which included the post office, the community center, the firehouse, cemetery, board, free box, and travel council. I got that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And Steve, I am giving you the park and the town grounds, the park committee, and enforcement. And that was basically what Conrad had.
Okay.
And then Jimmy, you get landfill, roads, and the liaison for the planning commission. So you listen to it anyway, so that'll be good. So you just do what I did, listen and then report on what they're doing.
Landfill, roads.
Roads, and then the liaison for the planning commission. Elizabeth, I'm giving you what you had before.
Sounds good, thank you.
Okay, that's EMS, Fire Department, Arts Council, Fire Council, and Library. The Library Board, okay.
Do you want to switch Planning Commission with EMS since I'm on the Fire Department?
Well, we can talk to her about it.
Miss Elizabeth, would you like to switch Planning Commission for EMS? Seems that I'm still in the Fire Department.
So you want to do both the EMTs and the fire?
Yeah, I can do both of that.
And then you want me to take on the planning commission?
Oh, come on, Jimmy.
Sorry, Colleen.
Sure, I'll do it. You don't want to attend every planning commission meeting, Jimmy?
It's not that. I'm already doing the EMT and the fire department, so it'll just be easier to...
Sounds good.
All right. So
I'm perfectly fine to do it. I attend all the planning commission meetings anyway. I just wanted to, you know.
All right, we'll change that. Okay. All right. And then I will take the tree board that Steve had. The emergency response, that's going to be a big deal. And I'm going to, in the next, hopefully by maybe the next meeting, appoint people like they did before. I think it's so important. And, you know, all you have to do is watch a couple of towns that they've had big problems, especially with everything that's going on now. And Judith Gill, that was one of the things she asked me, will you support it? And I really do. I think it's important. So we'll get on board and get, I went through the old one. I'm going to go over that again. We won't go through it tonight, but I just want you to know that's one of the things I'll be handling quickly.
Elizabeth has her hand up.
Jimmy, with that was Fire Council, just so you know.
Okay.
And that is... Judith Guile is the point person on that. And Peter Benson has been a big support of interacting with that one as well from the fire department.
Yeah. And we...
Peg has a question.
Judy, I didn't quite catch what you said you were going to appoint somebody to.
No, not tonight. I just said that we're going to work on the emergency service. CWPP and get Steve had mentioned that we need to get that back up and running, and I agree 100%.
So that's part, Judy, that's part of the fire council, which is now Jimmy's doing. I have been doing that.
Yeah, but I have to appoint certain people, or at least, we've got to get it into our ordinances and get that whole book all caught up. So that
As far as we could get to the end of this last fiscal year, we got all the way through it, and it was reported, not last meeting, the meeting before, and all the letters went out, and there's a copy in the town hall. And then the next step, it's whoever is that person, which is now Jimmy as the fire council, and Judith Guile will keep moving forward with it.
Okay, good. All right, thank you. All right, well... Judy isn't here the next. Oh, I know what I was going to do. Sorry, I went too far down. So I'll keep reporting on the Garfield County Planning Commission, and I'll take on the tree board that Steve had. And speaking of that, Elizabeth?
Yes.
Okay, we'll go ahead and do the department reports right now. And of course, Jimmy won't know his and Steve won't know his, but you and Gladys can kind of fill in what's going on. Gladys, what have you got?
Nothing really. The free box, you know, lady that used to take care of it is no longer doing it. I'm just going to try and leave some empty boxes on the top. If anybody's going out of town, they could drop off things at the thrift store in Escalante, or there's one in Panguitch, or there's DI in Richfield.
Oh, that's there. A good idea.
And I'll just try to keep boxes up there. And to me, if you're going, just load up a couple of boxes or whatever that's there.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So then it won't get
so did time. Everybody hear what she said?
I'll also have it put out on paper.
Okay, good. All right. Then we won't have to worry about that. Yeah. Very good. All right, Elizabeth, what have you got?
Let's see. I have nothing to report from the fire department. I know that they were putting some stuff in that was supposed to get approved for purchases, but I don't think we're doing that checks this evening. Jimmy, you're welcome to jump in and say if you know anything with the fire department. There is a EMT training that's starting this weekend. The last I heard from Silas that they had no new recruits. And so I didn't get anything back from him on that. And I know I mentioned this the last time, but if we don't get some people to sign up, we're going to be down to one EMT sometime this summer. So that is concerning. Let's see. And I did reach out to the EMTs again to see if they wanted to work out and coordinate the reimbursement program. And I did not hear back from them, the current EMTs. The Arts Council was getting together sometime this week to talk about planning for next year, and they were requesting suggestions for people. And let's see, library is continuing to have winter hours, and they've been posting on Pegboard, and Garfield County School District, I have nothing to report on for that.
Okay.
I got something for the fire department.
Oh.
We're supposed to be going to training, not this coming
it's
weekend.
It's the 20th. The weekend of the 20th.
We're supposed to be starting, or Judy's supposed to be working on checks and stuff for like that for everybody on that.
Well, we approved that last meeting for the, Corey put in a request for funding for that, and it was approved last meeting.
Okay.
So then Judy just has to issue the checks?
Reimbursement checks afterwards through, and Corey said he would submit all of those. And Jimmy, okay. I'll let you just take it from this point on. Okay. And now maybe stuff moved between Corey and Judy between last meeting and this meeting that I don't know about.
Well, I kind of given her a little bit of leeway.
Because well, yeah, I mean, we don't have to worry about it because it's not until January 20th. I think it starts the 20th, if I'm correct.
And when I talked to her today, they weren't sure about the funeral, but they kind of thought it would be the middle of next week sometime because the mortuary, something about the mortuary. So we'll know more. They'll put it out there. But that's I'm just kind of giving you a window of what she said so that we kind of have a little idea. And I'll stay in touch with her. I really think she's really going to want to work because she just didn't even want to be home during the day. You know, she's trying to wrap her head around anything. So anyway, all right. So on my end of it, I didn't get to the, we only had one thing on the Garfield Planning Commission and because they had their luncheon and I wasn't able to make it. We had something come up and we had to turn around and come back. The Planning Commission discussed the budget that they had 10,000 built in and that they spent 7,000. They continue to discuss the hydrology study and they're working toward doing the phase project when I mentioned that before. And so what they want to do is put a proposal together to send us so what we're looking at money wise to be able to help them in the steps. Okay, sounds like it's going forward pretty good. They continue to talk about the private roads. That's ongoing. They'll be addressing that again next Thursday. I got hold of, I think that's all for the Planning Commission. I got hold of Nate Wilbur.
Peg has her hand up.
I just wanted to add, there's two public hearings that have recently been added, Judy, since that meeting. So there'll be a public hearing on Ray's RV Park and a public hearing on Michael Stedman, Brittany Peterson, short-term rental up in Boulder King Estates.
Okay, thanks, Peg. Thank you. So I got hold of Nate Wilbur and let him know that we wouldn't be participating in this leg of the CIB that we had discussed at the last council. We were going to take care of some yearly issues and important things that we talked about doing. And speaking about that, keep thinking about what we need to do. I thought about the Boulder sign. That was another one. So hopefully next meeting, I'm going to put it on the agenda to where we can put first things first and emergency radios are number one. I think we kind of all agreed on that. So we kind of need to know where we're going to go from here. So put on your thinking caps. I ordered, Peg has set up a land use Zoom. Peg, you want to explain that a little? She did put it out on Pegboard. Where else did you put it out?
Town Council, Planning Commission, and then basically miscellaneous Garfield County people. It's a seminar that's going to be held on Zoom next Tuesday, the 11th of January, from 3 to 6 p.m. You do need to register so that they can send you a book. Anyway, you need to register to be able to get their information for the Zoom connection. I can't send that out, but it's going to be a 3-hour updated land use training session that would be useful for anybody who, certainly any planning commissioners, zoning administrator. I think some of you guys have already signed up who are able to, as well as real estate agents, developers. I mean, it kind of is anyone who deals with land use and members of the public who are interested. So I'm going to send out another reminder, kind of a last minute reminder tomorrow, certainly on Pegboard. Anyone who's interested needs to get in touch with the trainers. It's put on through Utah League of Cities and Towns, the Land Use Institute.
Okay, and so thank you. And what I did was, because of that, and they told us that anybody that was taking the class had ordered their own book. If you happen to go in person to one of the places that had it, they would give you a book. If not, then you had to order your book. So I talked it over with Peg, and I went ahead and ordered 9 books so that every one of the town council members could have a book. I thought it was very important, and every one of the planning commission could have a book. They will be here Friday. Jimmy, if you're out and about, would you just check my porch for me? Because I'm going to be in Salt Lake for a couple of days. I got to go into that Utah class on Saturday. But I've got one for the planning commission and the town council, so everybody has one. And
And also I got back in touch with the instructor and asked them to comp the town a couple more in addition to those that you ordered, Judy. So one would be for April as zoning administrator, and then the other one will go in our planning commission lending library for people to check out if they wish.
Okay, that's great. And then the alternate will even have one. That'll be enough for everybody to have one.
Thank you.
Let's see, Peg ordered the computer and it has arrived, and she's just going to be real busy setting it up. And so we're excited about that. Do you have anything else to add, Peg? Okay, very good. Well, and we don't have the checks because of the situation with Judy. We'll do the checks and the minutes next month and get those all okayed. So get back on whatever needs to be done and the checks in. And I she is going to write, if people will turn their hours in. She came in yesterday to do that, but not everybody had their hours in. So she was frustrated, but I don't know if that was all checks or just the day, you know. Anyway, I thought I'd put that out if you want to get paid. So. Well, I think that's it.
What about the Wilson Road complaint update?
And also the auditor training for new members?
Yeah, hang on, you guys. I skipped over something. I apologize. All right, the auditor.
It's okay, we're just going out of order.
It's all on the agenda. It's just in a little different, like you said. I really missed it. We'll do the open meeting training and ethics. That's another thing we'll do next month with Judy. We do need to schedule the council meeting schedule has to, we have to make a motion to pass what on Thursdays at 7 like we're doing now. So I make a motion. Do you want to discuss it, or is everybody good with the Thursday? Mm-hmm. All right, I'll make a motion that we keep the meeting on Thursday at 7 p.m. first Thursday of every month. Anybody want to second?
I'll second that.
Okay. Steve?
Steve, aye.
Gladys, yes.
Jim, yes.
Judy, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
Okay. The auditor recommendations. It was really cool because they were very positive about the things that we did and all the things that they asked for. The only thing that they did, there were two things, and I was so glad to hear this. They were talking, they saw our insurance, what we pay for our insurance premium, and they told us that if we went through the Utah Local Government Trust insurance, we could save big time. So Judy and I will look into that in the next few weeks and give them a call. And he said when he saw what we were paying, he was quite surprised. So he said, we can do that. The other thing that they wanted was, it was a monthly financial report and it'll come off Polaris. Judy is still learning, but I'm hoping to have that happen next month. I'm hoping that that's all in place next month so that we can have that monthly report. Other than that, we did really good. Okay, the auditor training. It's a state auditor training for new members, but I just advise everyone to take it. It's really, really cool. Write this down. training.auditor.utah.gov. And if you go in there, it's really user-friendly. It pops right up to the introductory training for all kinds of things. The Municipal Officials 2022 is what they're asking all of the new officials to take. And I remember taking it a couple of years ago, and I might be wrong, but this one's really, it's great. It's detailed and real easy. Lets you bounce back. If you miss something or you want to hear something over, you can just go back over it. I was quite impressed with it anyway. So then when you finish, you have to fill out a certificate and then just give it to Judy, print it out and give it to Judy. And the new members of the Planning Commission need to take it too. It said all new municipal members, so.
Can you send that out to us in an email?
Sure, I will be more than glad to do that, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, do you think I got everything?
The
Wilson Road, yes. So, Mark McKiff sent us, Conrad originally went down and tried to work it out. If you remember correctly, the Wilsons are asking for the rocks and the pots to be removed. And Candace and Conrad reiterated that Candace and Corey would like it to go to the attorney. So we sent it to Mark McKiff. And he verified, I sent you a copy of it, that they do need to move the rocks and the planters. And so what I'm going to do, get with Judy and we'll send him a letter and request that. Donna did call me last night again. And she said, that's all we want him to move the planters and the rocks and to move the washing machine back. And so we'll get a letter out to him and stipulate. In fact, I'm going to put on here, I'll have Judy put on here what Martin McKiff said so that it's
in black and white. What about the parking on them?
Well, they didn't really say anything about the parking. The only thing that Donna did say, she mentioned to me, is the fact that they keep moving further out. And the fact that the pots and the rocks are there would give them a little more space to be able to park where they're supposed to park. So that's okay. Basically, they want the rocks moved and the pots moved, and they don't want them parking out in the road. And she did say when they pull in trailers and things like that, it's become an issue. And so it's like with anything else, and they do have parking alongside, that they could use. I think it can be worked out. I drove by there, took a look, took some pictures, and when she talked to me, she just said she wants the pots and the rocks moved for sure, and the washing machine moved back. So,
do you mind just reading that letter aloud so then we don't get rumors or anything? We hear exactly what the attorney says.
Yeah.
Then should anybody else be in this position? I think they need to know.
That's a good idea, Gladys. Thank you. Since the Wiltsons are asking the town to keep the road be open, I assume they are respecting the pattern of platted roadways through their properties, unless those have been vacated or something similar. With the Johnsons, I think it is perfectly reasonable to enforce the road issue. It looks to be clearly platted as a street. The encroachment used over a long time doesn't give them the right to keep doing so. Certain rights can be gained by adversely possessing a privately owned piece of land, but it cannot be done on land owned by the government. I think an official from the town can go to them and nicely request the removal of the items. If that doesn't work, they can be told that the town has the right under the law to consider revoking their business license. There is also a possibility that they could be charged with trespass or littering. They could also be told that the town may discuss forcibly removing items from its roadway with equipment like a backhoe or snowplow. Hopefully none of these more drastic measures would become necessary. It should be enough to just ask them to keep the roadway clear. And that's from Mark McKiff. The interesting thing of this whole thing is Donna called me last night and told me to go on Utah Parcels. It's an entirely different map that the state has. She wasn't, and she said, I asked her about the history of them owning the road and them owning the motel and trying to get a feel for the parking and everything that went on. And she is just as confused as both maps are. So I think at the moment, with what Mark McKiff said, the best thing to do is just send them a letter, and we will include the whole thing, make a copy of this, and so that they can get the rocks and the planters moved. Anybody have any discussion on it?
No.
Anything? Okay. Well, in that case, we'll move forward with it and send that letter out. Okay, how am I doing up there, Elizabeth?
Great.
Okay, we got it? I think we do. So if everything... What, is there a note there? Is there somebody else?
Do you have public comments?
Yeah, that's what I was going to go into, is public comments. So before we close, do we have any public comments? You can raise your little hand up there by your real hand or that little emoji hand, whatever it is.
I'm not seeing any emoji hands.
People could also unmute themselves and just say they need to talk. Tina just raised her hand, her emoji hand.
Okay, Tina.
Unmute.
Okay. All right, there I am. So I guess I have been a little bit out of the loop on the road situation with Donna Jean's, and I was just wondering, there's no doubt in the use of the road, the existing use of the road based on what the easement actually is, correct?
You kind of sound like a smurf, Tina.
The road that's being used includes the pardon?
Oh,
well, never mind.
Tina, type your comment and we can read it aloud. Put it in a chat. Someone else just had a hand up, maybe Paige, a little virtual hand for a moment. Why Tina's typing?
I'm not seeing it.
Oh, it went away, but it was up.
I'm wondering if what Tina's asking is, okay, sometimes we have the idea that if you use a road so many years, then you have a right to it. Mm-hmm. I think he said, if it's on private property, yes, but where it's on government property, no, you do not have a right by use. And so that road is an original platted street for the town of Boulder.
Yeah. Donna's raising her hand.
Okay.
Can you unmute, Donna?
Yes, sorry. I can't see myself, but with the EMT situation being as dire as it is, and of course I retired, but it's still close to my heart. I wondered if the town has any plan for recruiting, because it's really not up to the other EMTs to do that. If the town wants to have the services, the town should be actively doing something. Right now, there are two classes, one in Wayne County and one in Bryce. And I've been told that the one in Bryce is actually being offered for free just because the county wants to get people. And there's just a little bit of window left where someone could sign up, but I haven't really, I mean, I don't get out much anymore, but I haven't been hearing or seen anything promoting it, really, just saying, hey, we really need this. And when we only have really one EMT right now that I know of, full-time, and I'm amazed that Tammy hasn't taken the ambulance away. But so I just wondering if the town could give some thought to getting some recruits or the whole town of Boulder. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Donna. Anybody else?
Tina's hand is still up, but maybe that's just a...
Tina wrote, she said, just wanting to know that the property line is clear for the road right away. And I believe Gladys answered that question saying that it is a public road, not a private road that has an easement.
And yes. Yeah, and Martin McKiff said that. And the road, Judy, we went through it again, Judy took out the flat maps and... Definitely is a road, but Donna did have a good point because the state is showing a different road. But if she's not willing to make a big issue about it, then I think our best bet is just to get those planters and rocks moved. Because Donna Jean, she knows for years that has been her property, and she just assumed it was also the town's road. So. It's just a matter of moving the rocks and getting the planters out. So let's just move.
Elizabeth has her hands
up. Oh, go ahead, Elizabeth.
In response to Donna, Jimmy, do you want to put out like a notice, both put a notice up at the post office and put something out on Pegboard, letting people know that this weekend there are two classes starting. The one in Bryce Canyon is free for EMTs. I know it's been in the paper multiple times, but I'm not sure how many people are really looking at that carefully. But to make sure that people know, in the past, we've reimbursed people for mileage and stuff like that. We did ask people to come and we had said that we were going to come up with a new agreement since the previous agreements hadn't worked. One thing that was discussed last time was that people weren't reimbursed until that they completed the class in entirety and passed the national license. But right now we have two licensed EMTs, Karen and Silas. Andy is working on getting, taking the national exam, and he has until October 2022, I believe, to take it. But I could be wrong on that date off the top of my head. And this summer, if Andy doesn't become certified, we will drop down to one between Karen and Silas.
Yes, I can take care of that.
Okay, anybody else? All right, well, Would somebody like to make a motion to adjourn? I think we've covered everything unless somebody else.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second? All in favor?
Jim, aye.
Yes, Gladys.
Aye.
Steve, aye.
Elizabeth, aye.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. We made her.